Hi, my name is Michelle Sepulveda, and this is my partner, Melly Matamoros, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about crime.
Okay, so what we need to know about crime is that in 2018, there was 15,498 murders in the United States, and with the murder rate of 5.0 per every 100,000 prisoner. So in 2019, the United States violence crime was a rate of like 383.4. which is more people, and a property crime, on the other hand, was much more prevalent with the 2,209.8 cases per year. So every year since 2018, crime has actually been rising more and more, especially with new cases that are released to the public, like crimes that happened during the riot with George Floyd.
What are causing these crimes to get higher on the rates?
I feel that crime continues to spread as a result of officers abusing their powers and treating inmates and victims inhumanely. So as a result, demonstrations, protests, and even deaths are becoming more common as a result of what police officers bring to the public. So I believe that everything happens because of the police officers. You know, they just disobey their power.
So you think it's because of police brutality?
Definitely.
So with the recent murder of George Floyd, you think that the Black Lives Matter movement had a higher rate than previous years?
Yeah, because in the case of George Floyd and the recent 15-year-old girl who was shot by the police for being Black, the state authorized, we need to put a stop to these discriminatory actions, but protests will definitely continue to spread as a result of the law enforcement. So crime just continues to rise, and even at that, since 2018, of course, like I said before, it has already impacted globally because 2018, 2019, 2020, and this year, of course, 2021, crimes just continue to rise, and it's because of what officers do and rather than what the people do.
Do you think that there could be a stop to these crimes?
I would say that there can be a stop to these crimes because, I mean, usually, you know, the government has to see what they're doing wrong and kind of, you know, control their own people and make things right, because a lot of you know, races are being punished for everything. So, you know, like recently in 2018, it's like more than 1.2 million rapes, thefts, aggravated assault, and murder cases reported in the United States. And it has now officially dropped down 3% from the previous year. And the decline in violent crime is a continuation of a long-term trend. So the rate of violent crime in the United States is now currently 381 incidents per every person, down from a peak of 758.
So with the murder...
I mean, at this point, it still hasn't changed.
So it has decreased, but not drastically.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like a 0.3% of this has changed.
Do you think that also do you think the community can do something to stop it, or is only the government that can help?
I mean, well, it's since it's involving like our policemen and government and lawyers and all of that, and it does involve a lot of government politics. It's more about what the government can do rather than what people can do, because people with their own race will protect their own ethnicities and others, even at that. That's why riots occur. And I would think that maybe a protesting would be a good thing, but at the end of the day, you know, silent protests can even trigger law enforcement to just go against power and it would just continue from there.
So I have a question now. It has to do with the George Floyd crimes. So I've been reading the news right every morning, and some of the articles that I've read before talked about how some white people believe that if George Floyd would have done what the officers have told him, he would still be alive. What do you think about that? Do you think that that would have minimized the crime, or do you think that still police brutality, what he did, or what's your opinion on it?
Okay, so, you know, during the arrest, it was a white police officer that had necked him down on his knee for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, I think that was the accurate timing. And he was handcuffed, laying face down with the officer's knee to his neck. Now, at that point, you know, if the man is saying that he cannot breathe, you are to at least try to turn the man over, you know, remove your knee from his neck. You know, it's not about what George Floyd would have done, like following directions. He was following directions. He was just laying on the floor, you know, just saying he couldn't breathe. And I believe that the law enforcement was the reason why the whole riot even occurred, you know, because George Floyd didn't get justice until a couple of months ago. And as of that, you know, that was part of a crime that our own law enforcement committed, and its actions aren't being taken fast enough.
Yeah, because I saw this news that said that this professor from this university, I think it was one of the universities up north, that she was arguing with this student because of it, and she's saying that it was George Floyd's fault. But I was just kind of asking your opinion on it. So evolving with this, do you think that more hate crimes will come in the future?
Definitely. If this, like, law enforcement of brutality doesn't stop, then there would definitely be more, you know, assaults, riots, violence, thefts, anything. Burglary, you know, like during riots, a lot of people thought it was okay to just start breaking into stores and stealing. I think that would definitely continue if racism doesn't end. You know, crime, the more crime, rate would definitely increase.
Moving on to, like, homophobic crimes, a lot of shootings that happen on the Florida state. What do you think that people should change to stop doing all of these hate crimes towards people that they don't feel like? What do you think about it? Like, what couldn't the community do to help stop this hate crime, from police brutality to us as people too? Because it was not only the police that caused all of this drama, but also even our former president, who started encouraging the riots on the Capitol raid, that 3 or 4 people died in it.
Actually, you know, I haven't heard about that crime about, you know, the is it homophobic?
Yeah, the shootings that happened on Florida. Some of the shootings that happened on Florida than the gay clubs. A lot of people die.
Oh, okay. You're asking about, like, my opinion on this?
Yeah, like, what do you think a community can do to stop it? Because it was, like, a normal person. He even shot his sister because she was from the LGBT plus community.
Right. You know, it's like people, you know, they have their own beliefs, you know, what they feel that a woman should be with a man, or, you know, a man should be with a woman, either or. It's just about people, you know. They need to stop being like that and treat everybody equally, because, you know, stuff like this definitely can occur. I know it can happen, like, you know, like a crime increase in, you know, drive-bys or school shootings. You know, I've seen that it has actually risen. And as far as right now, the LGBTQ community or something has declared, like, I guess a petition as to why their crime continues to increase. Like, a lot of people are disliking them for, you know, reasons, and it's just, there's no stop to it, and it's going to continue until people are able to be more understanding that everybody can be equal their own way, and they can all just decide on their own, sorry, they can all decide on their own beliefs, but not in the wrong way.
So, what do you think when it comes to down to? Do people change? Can people change what other people think when it comes to hate crimes? Or people are just going to continue being like this moving forward in life?
It can definitely be stopped. It's just, it's just, it can, you know what? I cannot say it can be stopped because it's going to continue. It's continued since like 19, since the beginning of time. It will continue. Protests will continue, as a result of law enforcement being the way they are and people in general.
One last question, Mel,
It would just,
before we finish.
let's see.
What do you think encourages these hate crimes to happen?
Hate crimes, I've heard a lot about like Asian hate crime, especially because of coronavirus. Like a lot of people are like, oh, you brought corona, to every Asian, Chinese, And it's so disrespectful because it's everywhere, There's black hate crimes, there's Asian cr hate crimes, there's just so much going on. It's insane. And my opinion on this is, it's never gonna stop. People have their own beliefs and statements and freedom of speech, whatever going on. And with that, with this being said, people are racist, and it's just gonna continue as long as law enforcement protects every individual as po like as soon as possible. Because most of the hate crimes, I don't know, like George Floyd, the 15-year-old girl who was shot, people beating up people on train stops, people beating Asians specifically and train stops was because of hate crime. So, and it was like law enforcement being involved too. So, I would say that it's their fault, and it really does need to stop.
Thank you, Mel, for being today and answering the questions about the hate crimes in the world and what you think about it. And yeah.